Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, June 25th, 2020. Today he is talking about the need for us to be ourselves. All sentient consciousness was created eternally alive. The word awakening has become a bit of a buzzword in recent months, as many are hearing it for the first time in the context of the human collective's spiritual unfoldment. This growing awareness, which is now arising in so many, that to be human at this moment is to have an experience in form, in physicality, that will allow and encourage all to remember that they are and always have been eternal spiritual beings. The life force that flows through all sentient physical life forms, and on which those forms are totally dependent for their existence in form, is love. Love, Source, God, the One, whatever word you choose to use to express the idea of a supreme, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-wise Creator and Eternal Being, in whom all of creation has its eternal existence, is indeed all. Every sentient being is eternally contained within and lovingly embraced in every moment by the One, the I Am Presence, as it expresses itself in infinite manifestations of itself and with complete creative joy in every one of them. God is love, is creation, is joy. However, many manifestations have chosen to experience severe limitation by manifesting in form, which by its very nature is a severely limited state of being. Nevertheless, separation from Source is impossible, because there is only the One. Separation physically experienced in form is amnesia, blackout, memory loss, but only for a very limited time. Time is an aspect of the illusion that makes the apparent experience of separation possibly, but only for the briefest of instants, a few momentary flashes or flickers and slivers of a heartbeat. But while being experienced, it can seem to last for an inordinately long period of time, and then, when you awaken, you will know that it was but a momentary loss of memory, of consciousness. To awaken is to be, once again, as you always have been, fully aware, fully conscious of your inseparable oneness with each other and with Source. That consciousness is a state of infinite and eternal joy, in which you express and demonstrate all your creative abilities magnificently in every moment for the delight of all. All sentient consciousness was created eternally alive. There is no such thing as death or termination of life, which is fully aware, conscious, knowing itself as one with Source, because what is created is fully alive now, and now, and now, always and eternally. The life experience in form is temporary, a game some chose to play for a limited time. Limitation and time are unreal and will be gone when the choice is made to cease playing that game or engaging in that dream, and it will be as though they had never existed, because, of course, they never did. Unreality has no existence. Being eternally alive, eternally at one with Source and with all of creation, and forever harmoniously creating delights that all can enjoy, is the purpose for which all are created. That purpose is forever joy-filled. The ongoing awakening process that humanity is presently undergoing is the collective choice, fully and lovingly supported by Source and by all of creation, to permanently cease living in a state of experiencing the unreality and limitation of uncertainty and the pain, suffering, and fear that had to arise in that unreal state. The moment of remembering who you are is very close, and to celebrate life and love is the way to awaken from the unreal, from the dream, and to know yourselves once more as the divine beings that you all are. So, what are you to do during the remaining moments of unreality? enormous numbers of you feel that you have an essential, personal, individual, spiritual purpose as a human on the earthly location at which you are undergoing this life experience. And you ask yourselves, what is it? And the answer is simply to be yourself. So many of you have grown up in a culture, local, national, religious, political, academic, philosophical, that is very limited in its beliefs and moral attitudes, and which has been incorporated within you so that you present to the world around you, without any awareness or knowing that you are doing so, an acceptable persona in order to have a sense of belonging. But underneath, somewhere deep within you, there is an uncertainty, a questioning, a wondering that asks, is this who I am? Surely I must be more than just this human person, because truly I do not feel at home here. And of course you are much, much more than this human persona, experiencing life in physicality with all the trauma, pain and fear that is an aspect of it. And therefore, of course, you cannot feel truly at home. What you need to do is very simple, but very, very few find it easy. During your journey from infancy to adulthood, you have been filled with self-doubt because you have been encouraged to compare yourselves to others who are supposedly better, more successful, more competent, more beautiful, more physically or intellectually gifted than you. The truth is that you can only be you, so to compare yourself to another is quite meaningless. Each one of you is precisely where you chose to be. Therefore, completely accept the form in which you are experiencing human existence and know, as deep within yourselves you do, that you chose it for the lessons and experiences with which it would present you during your earthly lives. There are no accidents or coincidences. Every event and situation serves a purpose that was pre-planned before you incarnated, and it arrives in your life at the precise moment in which you need it, as you journey toward your inevitable awakening. In accepting yourselves, in self-acceptance, you will find peace. When you are at peace, others will be drawn to you and be inspired and uplifted by the sense of presence that flows from you when you present your true self to them, seeking neither their approval nor acceptance, because, as a divine being, you know that you already have complete and loving acceptance of yourself from Source and from yourself. Therefore, knowing as you do that you are eternally one with Source, be like Source, meeting all that arises in your life with love, and celebrate life in every moment, because life is meant to be an ongoing celebration of the wonder and magnificence that is all, that is Source, that is you. And, as I always keep on reminding you, it is essential that you take time out daily to be quiet and peaceful as you let go of your to-do lists for a few moments while you rest within. Within, in that quiet and holy inner sanctuary at the center of your being, peace and love will embrace you if you just choose to allow them to do so. You have free will because what love creates is always completely free, and complete freedom is not what many of you experience in your daily human lives. And so you can choose to be aware and feel that presence, or unaware and experience only the constant stream of thoughts that plague so many. Therefore, on going within, set the intent to know that you are peace, to know that you are love, and then feel and experience yourself as the divine being that you are right now. Your loving brother, Jesus.